Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
It is currently 7:14, and we're joined by Greg Upton, director of LSU Center for Energy Studies, talk about what's going on with LSU and direct air capture and more. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Doing good. Good morning, Tommy.
You know, you got to be careful, and I'll just say this before I bring you on, because sometimes you get yourself painted into a political corner where you're for something or against something, and you don't realize that might not match up with your personal priorities. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the public in general, because sometimes what you think is a national policy, it could hurt the state, and what you think is good for the state could not necessarily go along with the national policy. Let's talk about what's happening with direct air capture and LSU.
Yeah, sure. So we have a project, and it's a project that LSU is the lead on, but the partners are the University of Houston and Shell. And it was for a feasibility analysis on a potential direct air capture hub. And so what is a direct air capture hub? Well, we've talked on this show many times about carbon sequestration. Mm-hmm. And so that's when you take carbon dioxide typically from a emissions source, and instead of emitting that carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, you're going to capture it, transport it to a location, and then permanently sequester it underground. And that looks like kind of like drilling an oil and gas well. It's a very similar process, except for instead of drilling to extract something from the ground, you're drilling a well in order to inject the carbon dioxide underground. There are some industrial processes that it's probably going to be impractical to capture the emissions from those processes. And so instead of capturing emissions from a process, what a company might decide to do is actually scrub the carbon dioxide from the air itself in order to offset the same amount of emissions coming out of a process. And so that process of scrubbing the carbon dioxide from the air is called direct air capture, or DAC is an acronym for it. And so this was a feasibility study on what would a hub look like, kind of what would the economics be like, what some of the life cycle analysis, on emissions through the life cycle of the project.
Because you really need to do this before you go full guns into anything, right?
That's correct. And in this particular DOE-funded program, there were three phases. There was a feasibility, and then there's a design, and then a full implementation. And, of course, they stepped up in the amount of dollars for each one of them. This was just a feasibility study Which would make sense for a university to partner on, kind of those early phase feasibility and technical analyses.
Well, and the reason I say that is sometimes people hear, and again, going back to your political corner that you paint, not you, Greg, that people sometimes paint themselves into is,
sure,
it's easy to say, you know, you're wasting money on university research, just that the other thing, but you need to know if something's going to work before you put a ton of money into it, and that's what you guys were doing, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And, you know, that's the, you know, kind of role of the university to do a lot of that research, technical analysis. And when you're doing research on a, you know, on a technology that eventually would be deployed in industry, if it were to be, you know, if you were to move forward with it, you know, that's where kind of those industry partnerships make sense to make sure that what you're doing is jiving with what would occur in the real world.
So what happened with the projects you guys were doing at LSU?
So when the new Trump administration came in, there was, you know, very shortly after that, there was some uncertainty about whether these programs were going to continue. We were having regular meetings with the Department of Energy, and in particular the National Lab that was facilitating that project. And then those meetings stopped, and we had a little bit of a pause in that. We continued working for a little bit of time. But we're told that we were working at risk of perhaps not being reimbursed for that work. And so last week, actually, we submitted our final quarterly report and just kind of politely informed the Department of Energy that we were going to not continue working on this until we got some, you know, some clarity back, and we would reassess at that point. And we actually had to let an employee go over it as well. So that wasn't too much fun.
So how much has been spent on this so far?
I'd rather not say the accounting piece of it, just because, okay. The whole thing was about a $3 million project in that ballpark, and I want to say we were probably about a third of the way through it.
The reason I say that is there has been a lot of money spent already on this, correct? To pull a plug now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there it is. And, you know, a lot of these projects, and this isn't just with direct air capture, but this is, I think, a broader you know, policy question. When an administration comes out and they sign contracts and they move forward with projects, historically what's happened, even if the new administration had come in and wanted to reprioritize the work that was being done, you know, the projects that were signed under the prior administration typically moved forward. And so what I've been told by folks that have done this for you know, many, many decades is that this was kind of unique and that the project had already started, and then there was uncertainty of whether that individual project would continue, as opposed to just, you know, a new administration coming in and, you know, for new projects having a different priority.
So we'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about capital investment as well, because it goes to, I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democratic president, it's hard to ask people to invest money in a capital or capital investment when they don't know what the situation's going to be 2 or 3 years from now, right?
That's exactly correct, and we can dig into it. But, yeah, there were other big changes to different tax credits that have really impacted companies' decision-making of whether to deploy capital, you know, the timing of that. So that certainty, policy certainty, is important.
We'll get your shovel ready, because we'll continue digging when we come back. All right.
Sounds great.
All right, Greg Upton, director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. Y'all can text in at 504-260-1870 if you like. I know some people automatically hear university research, they think waste of money. Then again, maybe there's a burgeoning industry where Louisiana could get in on the ground floor. And there's the other concern with, when it comes to capital investment, if you own a company, are you going to be willing to spend millions of dollars on something that might not be around 2 or 3 years from now? And I don't know how you fix that. 721 traffic now, WWL. 7:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies, about a number of energy projects in Louisiana been paused or canceled. And it could mean the loss of hundreds of millions of dollars. We're breaking it down. Greg, go ahead. Continue, please. You said you had the shovel, and we're going to do some digging.
All right, let's dig. So you go back to, of course, the prior Biden administration, and you and I had talked a lot about his initial executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad, and the impacts that had on offshore drilling, for instance. And so that put a lot of uncertainty into the energy sector here in Louisiana. Then shortly after that, of course, you have the Inflation Reduction Act is passed, and there was a negotiation of offshore drilling for oil and gas as well as wind. In the Inflation Reduction Act, there was also a continuing of tax credits for wind and solar. They'd extended those for 10 years, and then also were subsidies for carbon sequestration. And then, of course, you had the LNG permit pauses that occurred as well. Now Trump administration 2.0 comes in, and, you know, a few changes. Of course, there was the changes to offshore wind and the discontinuing of that process moving forward at the federal process. And also, when the One Big Beautiful Bill Act was signed in July of 2025.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
There were actually discontinuing of some of those subsidies that were passed in the IRA. And so I know that this is a lot of kind of factoids that are all coming together. But the important, I think, theme in this is that companies are increasingly telling us that it's this federal policy uncertainty mm-hmm. of shifts between administration. And again, you could agree with one approach or the other approach, but if there's big federal changes to policy that are happening often and are large swings, this makes it difficult for companies to say, well, look, what is the policy regime moving forward? And I'll deploy my capital and internally optimize based upon the regime that's there. But if there's uncertainty that regime's going to change in a few years, that makes it really hard for decision making.
Well, and then maybe you deploy your capital in a place where the outlook is more stable, right?
That's correct.
So how do you change it, Greg? How do you come up with a policy that will adhere from administration to administration? The United States, Louisiana doesn't miss out. And also, when it comes to, you know, some people hear subsidy and they automatically think, you know, free giveaway. You need to look into what the government subsidizes before you start criticizing this or criticizing that, because the government subsidizes a lot of things. But a lot of things would not be in creation or in existence today had the government not subsidized the university studies originally, correct?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's subsidies, lots of subsidies out there, and people respond to them, for sure.
All right. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate your time. Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. The NFL trade deadline is gone. A couple of Saints are no longer Saints. We'll talk about that. And also getting ready for Carolina and look back a little bit at the mess that was the Rams game. Later on in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Ronald Surpass about running a police department with no budget or a limited budget. And then we'll talk to Joe Ogeron about pogey boats. So a lot coming up. Stay with us right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Eno's Inn.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater.
In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.